For 10 years, the states had a law locking up sexually violent persons who are judged to have a mental disorder and are viewed as substantially probable to reoffend. More than 200 of the past offenders are being held at the Sand Ridge facility in Mauston. But the court ordered release of one offender to a supervised site in a Milwaukee neighborhood last summer, touched off a news media frenzy. So at least two bills are being drafted to change the so-called Chapter 980 law. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager backs a measure that would keep more offenders locked up by lowering their commitment standard to more likely than not to reoffend.
We figure that if the odds are such that an offender is going to recommit a sexually violent offense, that that offender ought to remain in custody.
The bill would toughen other parts of the law as well, including creating a new felony for those who leave custody. But it would spell out the fair hearing rights of the offenders. Democratic Representative Tony Steskunas of West Allis says the measure would also give communities a more direct role in citing decisions for the offender prior to release.
We need a better process in place so that it's not just crisis management, the neighborhood gets outraged, and then we have to find another site.
But Milwaukee criminal defense lawyer Bob LaBelle says the Democrats' bill would make a draconian law worse.
I think the public's mind should be at ease as it is. I don't think the legislature should tinker with the bill so that it placates the demands of a few individuals within the public. I think that the legislature at this point in time should make some modifications, but those modifications should be in the area of the appellate process for 980 respondents.
LaBelle also calls for adjustments on which mental health experts should be allowed to examine offenders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.